All right, again, my main man, Bobby, has some very important information to share with us this morning. Hey, so Bobby, what's the deal? What's up?
All right, thank you very much, Shirley. So, family, this morning we're talking about whether we've become immune to the violence in our daily lives. Now, there is a town hall meeting. It's called Violence is Not Normal. And my guest to give us all the details is the chair of the town hall meeting, Ms. Dawn Williams Esquire. Dawn, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
I am doing well.
Good, good. Glad to have you here. So let's just jump right into this. Tell us about the town hall meeting you're hosting on Saturday and the purpose behind it.
Okay, thank you. So we're holding this town hall meeting on the 19th at St. Elizabeth's Hospital. And the purpose for this town hall meeting is to create a dialogue about the ill normalcy of violence. Violence has become normalized, and so we've become desensitized to it.
Exactly.
And maybe if we take a step back and reassess the way that we deal with violence, then the amount of violence will decrease significantly. The goal is that it would be eliminated.
Okay. So give us the details, where, when, and of course, a website for those who would like more information.
So when is Saturday, the 19th of October at St. Elizabeth's Hospital's auditorium from 3 to 6 p.m. And the website that you can go to is www.eventbrite.com. You can put in violence is not normal to pull up the registration, or you can go to the date for October 19th to see what's happening in the district, and it'll also show up.
All right. Well, Dawn, I want to thank you very much for sharing this information with our listeners. I really appreciate it.
Thank you. It was a pleasure.
My pleasure. My special guest there, Ms. Dawn Williams Esquire, the chair of the Violence Is Not Normal Town Hall meeting. Now, if you'd like more information about this event taking place on Saturday, you can also go to our website at whur.com for more details. Right now, let's check traffic. Tony, you got it.